American Language Course, Tape 2208A. Let's practice some sentences with mind, care, and object. These words are near equivalents. Listen and repeat.
Do you mind if I switch on the lights?
No, I don't care if you do.
Does anyone else object?
No, we don't mind.
I hope you don't mind my taking off my coat.
No, I don't object at all.
Would you mind if we came in a few minutes late?
No, I wouldn't mind if you did. No, I wouldn't care if you did. No, I wouldn't object if you did.
Would the speaker mind if we asked some questions?
No, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. No, I'm sure he wouldn't care. No, I'm sure he wouldn't object.
Do you mind if we try to fix it?
No, I don't object at all. No, I don't mind if you do. No, I don't care if you do. Now, practice substituting mind for care and object in these sentences. Listen and repeat.
Do you care if I switch off the lights?
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind at all. No, I don't mind if you do. No, I don't mind if you switch off the lights.
Would you object if I left early?
No, I wouldn't mind. No, I wouldn't mind at all. No, I wouldn't mind if you did. No, I wouldn't mind if you left early.
Do you care if he goes with me?
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind at all. No, I don't mind if he does. No, I don't mind if he goes with you.
Would he care if we tried it out?
No, he wouldn't mind. No, he wouldn't care a bit. No, he wouldn't care if you did. No, he wouldn't care if you tried the car out. Now, let's practice some sentences with call-up. Remember that call-up is used for telephone. Listen and repeat.
Please ask Captain Johnson to call me up. I'll call you up when I arrive. Did anyone call me up while I was gone? I've got to call up a friend of mine. It's too late to call them up. I'll call you up at 8 o'clock.
Now we'll practice some sentences with call for. Call for is used for go and get. Let's practice some sentences with call for. Listen and repeat.
What time should I call for my suit? I'll call for you at 7:30 sharp. Ask Bill if he will call for your radio. It's not necessary to take a taxi. John will call for you. Don't worry about your car being out of order. Joe can call for you.
Practice the intonation patterns in the following sentences. Listen carefully for the rise and fall of the speaker's voice at the end of each sentence. Imitate the voice carefully. Listen and repeat.
You didn't do very well on your examination. However, your classwork has been very good. We hadn't planned to leave so soon. Nevertheless, we will have to go. This church isn't a new one. On the contrary, it was built 200 years ago. We don't have the necessary equipment to do this job quickly. On the other hand, we do have the most skilled workers in this part of the country. There have been many delays in getting the work started. In spite of this, we expect to finish the job on time. The climate here is very cold in the winter. However, the summers are quite pleasant. The fire was not reported for 2 hours. Nevertheless, the firemen were able to put it out. It is not true that Mr. Smith is very ill. On the contrary, he is in the best of health.
Let's practice some sentences with mind, care, and object. These words are near equivalents. Listen and repeat.
Do you mind if I switch on the lights? No, I don't care if you do. Does anyone else object? No, we don't mind. I hope you don't mind my taking off my coat. No, I don't object at all. Would you mind if we came in a few minutes late? No, I wouldn't mind if you did. No, I wouldn't care if you did. No, I wouldn't object if you did. Would the speaker mind if we asked some questions? No, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. No, I'm sure he wouldn't care. No, I'm sure he wouldn't object.
This is the end of tape 2208A.